Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, on dating websites, people are always looking for people who are similar to themselves, and vegans are no different. An app called Vegally, or Vegally, exclusively for vegans, has just celebrated 1 million users. So what's it like for vegans in Ireland? Becky Jenkins is a vegan and an activist with Animal Rebellion. Afternoon, Becky.
Hi, how are you keeping?
For vegans who are maybe going on the regular dating apps, can that be a problem for them?
Yeah, I think it can be sometimes. I mean, now and then you will get the odd kind of messer on the apps when they see that maybe you're vegan on the app. They have a lot of like bacon jokes coming in, stuff like that. So yeah, you can get a bit of slagging or people who are just maybe very defensive about veganism. I think most of the time it's grand, but you do see that. I have heard a lot of stories of that, and I've gotten a couple of those myself when I used to be on the apps.
Right. And dating someone who isn't a vegan, I imagine you go out for dinner and you're having whatever you're having, and the person you're dating says, "I feel like steak." You wouldn't be inclined to give them a kiss at the end of the night, I imagine.
Yeah, I think it could be a bit of a turnoff for probably most vegans, maybe not all, but I think for most people, most vegans, it might be a bit of an ick. All right, yeah.
Yeah, even within, I mean, the reason why we're talking to you is now there is this app that's doing very well. It's got a million users. Even within vegans, would there be kind of slight differences of values as well?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you kind of do get the whole spectrum from, you know, people who are like, you know, really into social justice and maybe very left leaning and veganism is part of their social justice. And then you get people who just, you know, they really love their dog and then they decided they didn't want to eat animals. And then you get some more kind of maybe hippie kind of people, you know, so definitely big difference. And in terms of like views on dating, I've definitely had friends, a lot of vegan friends, some of whom are very like, "I'd never date a non-vegan." Some of whom are kind of like, "Oh, maybe I would." And then some of whom are like, "No, I only want to date non-vegans because I want to like spread the word of veganism or whatever." So yeah, I think there's a big, big difference of opinion. But most people I know who are vegan, if they can find someone who's vegan or at least vegetarian, I think it's a big, gives them a lot of bonus points.
Yeah. Now, can a vegan dating a vegetarian be tricky?
I mean, yeah, I think it can be tricky. I definitely know most vegans I know, to be honest, would probably be kind of grand. They'd kind of settle for the vegetarian. But I definitely know a few who would not be thrilled about that. It would be, yeah, maybe a deal breaker.
Okay, really? That, like, as in, how dare you eat a cheese sandwich in front of me kind of thing?
Yeah, just they probably wouldn't go on the date with them, to be honest, which can make it very limiting then, especially somewhere like Ireland, where it's a pretty small dating pool already, and it's hard enough to meet someone you kind of like. So, but yeah, I do know a few people who are like, "I'd rather just be alone than have to deal with that."
Okay, yeah. So yeah, Ireland would have a small dating pool because it's a small country. I imagine the vegan pool is even, well, it's obviously even smaller again. So yes. Has that been a problem for people that it's the same faces, really?
I think so. I mean, I think, yeah, if you're going to go, maybe you live in Dublin, then you might go on the vegan app. And if you've been involved in maybe veganism for a while, you've gone to veg fests and maybe you're involved in activism, there's a good chance you will have seen, you know, some of the familiar faces. So it could be a bit awkward. But at the same time, you know, Dublin, there's new people moving to Dublin all the time from all over the world. So you never know when you might meet someone who's vegan or maybe someone you didn't know who's just gone vegan. So you could get lucky. But yeah, it could be a bit tricky.
On the app itself, is it Vegally or Vegally? I don't know if I'm saying it correctly.
I think it's Vegally, but I don't know.
OK, yeah. Well, we'll assume it's Vegally. You wouldn't get like MAGA vegans.
I mean, I'd say it's unlikely, but I've met one or two in my day, to be honest. Yeah, I have met them, yeah.
Really?
It is rare, but they are out there. I have met a couple, yeah. I was kind of surprised to see, but I think it's, you know, I think 90% of vegans I've met have been maybe more progressive leaning, but you do meet some interesting people who
That's
are
so
vegan, but very right wing on other kind of issues. So, yeah.
Yeah. So they'd be vegan, but in fact, you know, climate change deniers. That's some mental contortion.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's very uncommon, but yeah, I do think a couple are out there. You know, people who are maybe just really into cats and dogs, and so they kind of made the jump that, okay, well, I don't want to eat cats and dogs don't want to eat pigs, don't want to, but maybe they haven't quite made the jump that like maybe science is maybe something to listen to, or haven't made the jump, but maybe they're vegans, but maybe they're also watching Fox News or whatever that new one is in the UK. I can't remember.
Yeah.
You know, they might be watching right wing media or whatever. I do think it's rare, to be fair, but they are out there. There are interesting people around the world.
And but you're married now, so this is all in the past for you. And you did marry a vegan.
Yeah, I did. I got pretty lucky. Yeah, he's American and we met while I was in the US and then Canada. So maybe a bit of a bigger dating pool. But so I always joke that like I had to import him. But yeah, before that, I dated a few vegans, dated a few meat eaters, dated a few vegetarians. And yeah, in fairness, it has been, I've been pretty lucky. It makes life a lot easier in terms of like practical stuff, like where you're going to go out for dinner. And then in terms of like the more, the big questions and the big values, you know, if you're going to be in a serious relationship with someone, it can get a bit tricky if people have very different views or very, very different values that are kind of, you know, unwavering.
And the meat eaters you went out with, was that invariably the deal breaker, or could it be other things?
No, they had other problems. No, in fairness, I'm joking. I mean, two guys that come to mind, like longer term people I dated, one of whom was meat eater, but he was very like, he'd met a lot of vegans. He kind of knew about some of the arguments for why someone might be vegan. And he was very open to, you know, trying vegan cooking and vegan food, that kind of stuff. So that wasn't actually too much of an issue. The other one, yeah, was definitely a lot more kind of defensive about vegan and like a little bit of a anti-vegan maybe. So that was a bit trickier.
Oh, yeah. You could see how that would be. Anyway, it was a happy ending for you at least. And that's great to hear.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah. Okay, all right. You're not hedging your bets there. Becky Jenkins is an Animal Rebellion Ireland activist and a vegan, of course. Becky, thanks a million.
Thanks, William. Have a good one. Take care.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.